I don't think we all realise the amount of influence the social networks have over our actions. It was over a year ago now that I attended the first Derby Social Media Cafe, Derby in Derbyshire. And I met Nick Hewitt in real life for the first time after having followed him since the start, really, I think. And he said something that sort of stuck with me, and that is the amount of influence that I have over him in terms of, at that time, the links that I was putting out, the information I was putting out, the things that I was being clicked. And you know, he was influencing me at that time as well. And, you know, it hits home because there are obviously the people that I follow on Twitter are the things that I'm interested in, the people that I'm interested in following. Then things they say or things they link to, I'll click through. So obviously it becomes the best form of advertising. And you know this from using Bitly links. Whenever you put in anything out, you put a plus on the end and you know you're going to get your stats. Obviously TweetDeck will tell you, if you turn that option on, it will tell you how many times that Bitly link or the shortened link, whatever short version platform you're using, has been clicked. So instantly, you know, I know that I put a link out to, say, a product, and I could revisit that within 30 minutes and see how many times that's been clicked. And I think it's really interesting because I don't put out anything which I wouldn't recommend. It's either a bargain, it's either an interesting piece of tech, or it doesn't have to be tech, could be anything that I find interesting. Obviously, it could be information, it could be a link back to one of my pictures or blogs or whatever. So you do know the sort of influence you have and the reach you have. And, you know, I'm totally influenced by other people on Twitter. You know, this a case in point is that Christian Payne did an audio boo and said he wished more people would audio boo because he can have a quick catch up on things that are going on around other people, what's going through their mind. You know, hear what's going on in the background. Not that you can actually hear anything in this background because it's a quiet office. But so again, he's influenced me to sort of think, okay, I might give Audioboo another go in terms of recording. I do private boos, and I also use Audioboo all the time for listening to people. Generally, using them as podcasts, but if I've not managed to synchronize with iTunes, then I use the app to just live stream stream the data there and then, which is what I do when I'm away because I don't sync with iTunes when I'm away, so that's the only way of catching up. So back to the original point, I don't think we all realize how much we get influenced by this stuff. It's all good. It's better than being influenced by television adverts, which is something I mentioned last night on Twitter about the trying to reduce the amount of TV I watch. So here's to Christian documentally, and you know, this is assuming you will be listening to this. But we have enough chats on the phone to for me to think that he possibly will be. But anyway, I'll give Audioboo another go in my recordings and see if anybody's bothered to listen. See you later.